was mid-1975. I just got myself a job down at Woolworths. I was sanding this, serving people, and generally sprucing up the pick and mix. When I saw him for the first time, he came walking in, dare I say it, striding. The look on his face, he meant business. There was no pissing about with this man. He looked the type of guy that I wanted to be. Big, tall, and covered in black. He was a vicar. The meanest looking vicar he had seen. So vicarish that I was scared. Scared beyond all comprehension. I looked at him, he looked at me. He picked up a Bible, and he went to the till. He paid for that Bible. No messing. Got his wallet out and paid. I looked at him, he looked at me. Together, we looked at each other. I stared at him a little bit and I said to him, "Vicar." He said, "Yes." I said, "Vicar." He said, "Yes." I said, "Vicar." He said, "Yes." I said, "Good. I got it right. You're not a reverend, are you?" He said, "No." I said, "Vicar." He said, "Yes." I knew I was right. Bang on the money I was, which is surprisingly what he gave me. £9.99 for this Bible, one of Woolworth's best Bibles. One of those sort of Bibles that no vicar would buy, just this vicar. So we left the shop. I followed him down the road. I threw off my Woolworth's timing clip. I threw it on the floor. I got done for littering, but that's not the point. I threw it on the floor and I chased that vicar. I followed him for many, many days. Back to the vicarage, I followed him, but I didn't go in. I looked at him. He looked at me. Together we looked at each other. And I said, "Vicar, where am I?" He said, "You're East Bridlington, just off the M29 from Woolworths." I said, "Vicar, I'm lost. Show me the way, Vicar." And he opened his Bible, and you know what? He had a map, front back it. Amazing. A map of the area and the M29. He showed me the way back to Woolworths. And from that point, I knew where I was going, because I knew Woolworths. It was 6 weeks later that I sat down and I realised what I wanted to be. A bishop. That's right, a real bishop. None of that vicar lark for me. I wanted straight to the top, maximum bishop. I went up to the church and I prayed. I prayed to God. I said, "God, make me a bishop." I didn't hear anything for the first half an hour, and then I heard my phone ringing. It was my mum. I had to go back for my dinner, so I went home. But that weren't the end of it. 2 days later, I walked past the church and I heard the sound of an organ. I looked inside and there was a vicar. I knocked on the window and said, "Vicar, play me some Bishop Rock." He looked at me with a strange look on his face. So I walked away. He looked at me, I looked at him, together we looked at each other. It was an amazing day, because that day on, I realised I didn't want to be a bishop anymore. I wanted to be a pope. Yeah, straight to the top, no messing, pope. So I went out, wearing all white, with a strange cap on my head. I walked up to the local vicar. He looked at me, he knew I wasn't a pope, but it never mattered. I kept walking by. I looked at him, he looked at me, together we looked at each other, but I felt like a pope, no messing. I was really impressed with myself, so impressed I went shopping to the market. I bought one loaf of bread and I shared it to 6 people. Fuck me, I felt like Jesus, but I wasn't. I was a pope, not a real one, not yet, but I felt like one. They looked at me, I looked at them, together we looked at each other. Oh, what a day it was. I got some soup down my white suit, but it didn't matter, because I went to the dry cleaners. I pulled out my pope card and they took one look. I looked at them, they looked at me. There's a lot of looking going on at each other. And they washed it for me, free of charge, I think. So I walked home, ran actually, followed by some strange people. They must have thought I was Jesus, but I wasn't. I was a pope, and I had my suit cleaned for free, as far as I know. So I went home and said, "Mum, today I became the pope." She said, "No, son. No, son, you're not the pope. You can't be the pope." I said, "Mum, I'll strike you down dead. Believe me, I'm the fucking pope." And with that, she tutted. Tutted and accepted, I'm sure of that. So she tutted and went in the kitchen. I heard the kettle come on. And it's while I sat there, I got angry. And I felt that kettle. It had packed up the day before, but I felt that kettle. And I got angry, and so did the kettle. It got angry, got hot and steamy. And I just knew that I was God. Not Pope anymore, fuck that shit. I was God, the real God. Jesus was my boy, technically. He was my boy. I never met him, but he was technically my boy. And as soon as I realised I was God, I knew what I was going to do. I was going to go shopping. And this time, I wasn't going to pay for fuck all.